We're up to Simin Reish Mem Ches. Reish Mem Ches is the halachos of getting on a boat. So on Shabbos. We're not going to discuss on Shabbos today. We discussed before Shabbos. So we'll start with this Braisa Shabbos. It's all from Shabbos Yates and Al. Tan Rabbanan says the Braisa. Ein mafligim besvina pochas migim yom kodem l'Shabbos. You can't get on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos. We're going to have a machlokas. What does it mean within 3 days? Including Shabbos? Not including Shabbos? Fine. That's a Gemara. Then the Gemara goes, that's a Braisa. The Gemara continues, or the Braisa continues. That's only the Davar Rishus. If you're going for a teal. About Dvar Mitzvah, Shapir Dami, but if you're going to do a Mitzvah, it's going to be Mutter. Then the Braisa continues. I don't fully understand this, but I'll tell you what it says. I didn't have time to look into it enough. Uposek imal menas lishbos veinashoves divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says he has to make a deal with the guy that the guy is going to stop on Shabbos. No? If you're sailing across the Atlantic, there ain't no stopping.
Put an anchor down.
That's what it means? Just stop in the middle of the ocean?
As opposed to what? Okay. Dry
I don't know how much they didn't go across the Atlantic in those days, right? Christopher Columbus was the first to do it. So I assume they kind of like went around the Mediterranean, so you could just like stop at any port. I guess is what it means. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, you don't even need to make such a deal with the driver. It's like a little funny that you have a boat, like getting on an LL flight with 450 people. Okay, I'm only coming if. Like, who needs you? Don't come. It's a little bit, although maybe in those days, maybe he's talking about he high rented his own boat. I don't know. And then the Braisa goes on to say that if it's a short trip, it's a 1 day journey from Tsur to Sidon, which is 1 day, then even Erev Shabbos would be mutter because he could get there before Shabbos. The question is, why is it usher to get on a boat? You know, I can't get on a boat, let's say Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. There's a whole discussion Wednesday, Thursday. I can get on the boat, everyone agrees I can get on the boat on Monday. Even I'm going to be on the boat on Shabbos. It's a week trip. I'm on the boat on Shabbos. What's the difference if I get on the boat on Monday or get on the boat on Thursday? Why should there be a difference? Good. So there's five opinions in the Rishonim. And they all kind of find their way into halacha. We should just probably just do this. The Mishnah Berurah brings down all five. So should we just do it in the Mishnah Berurah? Great. Let's do the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. So Reish Mem Ches Sif Aleph. But there's a huge intro before Sif Aleph. Hine kodim she nichnos bebir dibir shulchan aruch natik loshen abraisa hanemar bazeh. The Gemara Daf Yutes Amud Aleph Tan Rabbanan brings down the braisa. Skip down 5-6 lines. Akan loshen abraisa. Vine harbe ta'amim ne'emru azeh. But postgame, there are five reasons brought down in the postgame. Why is it us again on a boat on a Thursday? It's meant to get on the boat on Monday. And in both cases, you're sailing on Shabbos. So, reason number one is from the Balamor. Okay, Yesh Omri Matam. This is number one is the Balamor. Yesh Omri Matam. Shema Yitzdarecha Yisrael Lasos Malacha Ba'atzma B'Shabbos Mishum Pikuach Nefesh Demakom Sakana Hu. Maybe the person, the Jew, will have to be Machal Shabbos. Well, maybe he's on a boat on Shabbos. Will come up a Pikuach Nefesh situation that will force him to be Machal Shabbos. And therefore, he can't get on the boat 3 days from. So, if he knows he's going to be on the boat on Shabbos, why does it matter if it's 3 days or not 3 days? So that we're going to see, because 3 days before Shabbos is already preparation for Shabbos, and you already have an achrayus to make sure that you're going to keep Shabbos, and you have to worry about it. More than 3 days, you don't have to worry about it, and if Shabbos comes, and you're in a pikuach nefesh situation, so then you're mechal Shabbos. It's pikuach nefesh. But you can't put yourself into a pikuach nefesh situation within 3 days.
Specifically by the boat. Like it's sinking or something.
Sinking? That's extreme. Whatever it is. I guess.
It's specifically
right. It's pikuach nefesh. Right. There's some specific danger. That's number one. Number two is the Ramban. It's a similar mahalach, and he says that Oshiyase. I don't understand this either. Oshiyase agoy balas mina avro malacha b'kshiras hakela ushar chilulim. Perhaps the goy. There'll be some situation that will force the guy to do something for you on Shabbos that is not allowed to do. Now, I guess, again, I'm thinking boat like, you know, the Titanic, whatever. You're thinking about a boat with 100, with 1,000 people on it. Okay, for those who just joined us, the We didn't get the Shulchan Aruch yet, but we're in Siman Reish Mem Ches, and the Braisa tells us you're not allowed to get on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos if you're going to be on the boat on Shabbos. But before that, you are allowed to get on the boat, even though you're going to be on the boat on Shabbos. So the question is, what's the difference? What's the magic number three? He's going to be on the boat on Shabbos. What does it matter if he gets on Thursday, gets on Monday? So we have five reasons. We're going through the Mishnah Berurah in the intro, Reish Mem Ches. The first reason we just said about Lamor is that maybe he will be in a pikuach nefesh situation. He will have to be mechal Shabbos 3 days before Shabbos. You already have to be focused on Shabbos. L'chun rana, perhaps on his machlokes. But you already have to be focused on Shabbos. You can't put yourself into a situation that's going to force you perhaps to have to be mechal Shabbos. Before that, you don't have to worry. The 3 days, first 3 days of the week is like after Shabbos. You know, I'm still focused on last week's parsha. I'm still giving a dvar Torah on parsha Shabbos Chana.
If you're going to be on the boat, what's the difference?
Because within 3 days you have to worry about the coming Shabbos, and you can't do something that will put you in a situation that you'll have to be mechal Shabbos for pikuach nefesh. Before that, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you don't have to worry about that.
You're
on the boat either way. Yes, you're on the boat either way. But I don't have to worry about next Shabbos. I'm still focused on last Shabbos. I'm on Vaz Chana. I'm not up to Ekev yet. I don't have to worry about it. If in the end it's pikuach nefesh, so I'm allowed to be mechal Shabbos. But I don't have to worry about putting myself into a situation that may lead to pikuach nefesh, and I'll have to be mechal Shabbos. You only have to worry about that 3 days before Shabbos. Second answer is very similar. The guy may have to do some chilul Shabbos that's prohibited for you. So I had a hard time understanding this, but I assume what it's saying. He's talking, and then he gives examples, which I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know these terms. Kshiras, he is one. Kshiras hakela. Probably some anchor tying something. So I guess it's not. There's not 1,000 people on that boat, because if there are goyim on the boat, so then he's not doing it for you. He's doing it for the goyim. Okay, that's the whole discussion in Mir Lachim. We'll get to Reish Ayin. But let's say it's my family. We rent the boat. We're going on a trip for a week. Whatever. We're not going. We're going somewhere. Whatever it is. So now he's doing it for me and for my family. So that's a problem. So the 3 days within Shabbos, again, I have to worry about the upcoming Shabbos. I can't put myself into a situation where the guy is going to end up doing some halacha for me on Shabbos. Okay, it's similar to the first one. Just who's doing halacha, the Jew or the guy? Number three is also kind of on this, along the same lines, we'll see, is from the Rach. Oh, Mishum, we're like 10 lines down on the right column. Oh, Mishum, Issa Tchumen, converted to Yosef Ba'arichos. There's an Issa to go out of the Tchum on Shabbos. So here with the boat, you may very well be going out of the Tchum on Shabbos. We'll put that on hold. We'll explain it more, hopefully, in the coming 20 minutes. Okay, reason number four. Va'arif svirelei, di mishum chashash melacho tchumin. If the problem is some sort of chilul Shabbos, whatever it is, either reason one or two or three, the Baal HaMor, the Ramban, or the Rach, so then there's no difference between the first 3 days of the week and the last 3 days of the week. He's disagreeing with this svara. He's saying there's no difference. You can't put yourself into a situation where you're mechal Shabbat, or no, he's saying you can't put yourself into a situation either way. I think here he's saying you can't, I didn't, without seeing it inside, you can put yourself into that situation, and that's not the problem. We have a different problem altogether. What's the different problem? Again, if we were worried about that, the gamut dvar mitzvah, the Brisa says is mutter. We'll see in Shulchan Aruch is mutter. Also, loya mutter. Ella, what's the problem? Iker, Iser says the Rif mishum bitul mitzvah oneg Shabbos. There's a problem of ruining your oneg Shabbos, because for 3 days the person gets seasick. The kol shoshiyam Yeshem Tsar. What's the Tsar? Machmas ni anua hasvina, the boat shaking, you get seasick. Shegufo mishtabet, just break a person. Kidechsiv, brings a posik, yachogu, yanu, kashikr. The gam machmas, he's in the water is a very, you know, the sea water is a very special type of water. Machmas sirchona olem in a yam hameluchin. It's a special smell that comes out of the salty water, and it kind of does a number on you, and it will ruin your oneg Shabbos. It'll make you nauseous. They talk about you won't be able to eat. You won't be able to eat the sudos. You won't be able to eat your chopped liver, your gefilte fish, whatever. Fine.
So then it's better.
So it takes 3 days to get used to it. So therefore, the 3 days before Shabbos, you can't get on. We get on the beginning of the week, so the kind of the halachic assumption is, by then you'll get used to it, you'll be okay. Okay, the post can talk about what if he's not going to get used to it, what if he always gets sick and he never go on a boat, how could that be? Okay, right. The dish is a whole discussion about it, right there. And then the fifth reason is Tosis. That time she'asu l'hafig b'svino b'nei shenira ki l'tzav v'shat l'panimayim b'shabbos. It's an outgrowth of the issur of swimming on Shabbos. You're not allowed to swim on Shabbos. Now it's hard to understand this, but the reason you're not allowed to swim on Shabbos is because maybe you'll come to build a raft so you don't drown. It's hard for us to relate to that, but that's the Xeris Chazal. You're not allowed to go swimming on Shabbos. So this is some sort of extension of that. Again, that time shows will have to be seen in the nation. Nirakil tzav v'shat l'panei mayim b'shabbos. Looks like he's swimming on Shabbos. He's floating along the water on Shabbos. V'zel also l'kulei alma. To really swim in water is also l'kulei alma. Ne'gzera shem yaseh chavis shel shayatino. He'll make some sort of raft. U'kidil kaman, we're going to learn about in a year and a half. And simin shin lamites. That's all at the end of the chelikim. V'kodem shoshi yam shari. That they should tzach l'hafik z'man harbe kodem Shabbos. The fact that Chazal made you go at the beginning of the week. Yeah, he booked his ticket. No, oh, we got the book at the beginning of the week. There's this hecker. It's record. There's this, the sign, the simon. It's the hekera of Leiva Sechav Yisrael Shayatim. So it's kind of this reminder, even though it's like swimming, you might be tempted to build a raft, you know, don't build a raft. It's a reminder. I had to go earlier. So the first three svaras, which all relate to some sort of Chil Shabbos. So what's the difference between the first 3 days and the last 3 days? That's what we just said before. Mashach, like I said, Ubein Tok Shoshi on the Kodim Shoshi Yomimu. Mishu the Shoshi on the Kodim Shabbos, Mikri Kama Shabda. The 3 days before Shabbos is called Kama Shabda. It's before Shabbos. The Chal Alav Izer Shlo Yavol Day Chil Shabbos. And you have to do your best to make sure that you don't come to any situation that can lead to Chil Shabbos. Ava Kodim Shoshi Yomim, but the first 3 days of the week, so let's say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's called after Shabbos. We are post Shabbos. We're still eating the leftover chulin. They make you baser Shabbos ha'ova. So you don't yet have this obligation to like worry about next Shabbos. And therefore you're allowed to go on the boat those 3 days. And then let's say it's Mimchal Shabbos. Okay, it's because Nefesh. He's allowed to be Mimchal Shabbos. Afim Misarech Achakach Lavoli Deichel Shabbos. Mishum Bikoch Nefesh. It's going to be Mutter. No problem. If you can have a guy do the same job, let the guy do it. But if he has Mimchal Shabbos, it's Bikoch Nefesh. It's Bikoch Nefesh. Doche Kotor Kula. Now this has, you know, this svara has ramifications. Let's say a person needs a surgery, some sort of surgery that will require some sort of Bikoch Nefesh. Maybe even taking medicine, which is not necessarily because Nefesh, but it's putting him into a situation where generally a person not to take medicine on Shabbos. Depends what's wrong with him. We're going to get there in Shin Chav Chas, but the person's stam has the sniffles, he's not going to take medicine. I don't want to, it's complicated. But if he's going to have surgery, and that surgery is going to require him to take medication. So if it's emergency surgery, he does it on Yom Kippur. It does it on Rosh Hashanah. It's emergency. Pikuach Nefesh. Fine. It's not emergency. He could do it on Sunday, he could do it on Monday, he could do it on Thursday, he could do it on Friday. So it's better for him to do it at the beginning of the week rather than the end of the week. Because the end of the week, he's got to keep his eye on Shabbos, and maybe he will have to be Michal Shabbos. Good. Right. Also, the Oneg Shabbos Shabbos, if he's going to be in pain. Right, if you're going to be in pain on Shabbos, right, that might depend on how they understand this bit loaning Shabbos. Like the issue brought down poskim, listen, you're not about to eat. So, I end up seasick, makes you nauseous. When you're nauseous, you can't eat. I don't know, a person's in pain.
Hey, take a
tonsil. Yeah, he had a. Okay, right. So, okay, so that relates to eating. Yes, wisdom teeth, tonsil, all relate to eating. But if it's in grown toenail, not going to relate to eating. No, that's it. That's he's in so much pain he can't eat. I don't know.
Never happened.
Okay, right there. Okay, let's get moving. Okay, v'nei ha'machaper. Av shinim shabbat siv beis, in siv beis, he brings down shita sarif about being seasick. We come up on gambus really kaposkin, the kong shosh yom shori. Av b'makom shitzach achakach lavodi day chilo shabbos ayidei malacha. But the beginning of the week, he's allowed to go on, even if he's going to end up having to be machal shabbos for pikuch nefesh. As we'll see in siv dalet. That's a good question. Is it if he knows, or only if he has a suffix? Ela the sphere, the av iloya boshum chash melacha utchumin. not going to have any problem with melacha and tchumin. Afilu achi, skip the brackets. Also, mishum bittul onik Shabbos l'chud. That reasons alone. Okay, let's jump into the mechaber. Let's see the different reasons he brings down. Rei shem ches aleph. Mutter lahaflik besfina. You're allowed to get on a boat. Afilu be'erev Shabbos. What do you mean? It's against the brayse? No, it's not. Im hodech l'dvar mitzvah. Because the brayse said we only talk about dvar shus. Dvar mitzvah is going to be mutter. What about? Let's go up against the bittul onik Shabbos. No problem. He's going to do a mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah. But the minute mitzvah. So you don't have to worry. Right now I'm focused on mitzvah number one. I don't have to worry about the Oneg Shabbos mitzvah number two. Right now I'm focused on mitzvah number one. Now, in terms of Tchumen, Tchumen is a little bit complicated. I'll give you what I understand from Tchumen. You know how to go outside Tchumen on Shabbos. Above 10 tefachim is generally not considered to be a tchum. I mean, if you could fly above 10 tefachim, like this, Shusha Rabim goes until 10 tefachim, that's a makom tur. Above 10 tefachim is not a tchum. But most of us can't fly. We're not Superman. So we have a tchum problem. Now, what if you're in a boat? So, there's only a tchum problem within 10 tefachim of the ground of the ocean. Usually the boat is not within the bottom of the boat, even though the bottom of the boat is underneath the water level. It's not usually within 10 tefachim of the bottom of the sea. It could be when it docks, you know, when it docks, when it's okay. We're going to discuss that, but generally it's not the case, and therefore it's not a tchum problem. The bottom of the boat, okay. We're going to get into you. Is it you or is it the boat? But for now, it's the bottom of the boat. The bottom of the boat is underneath the water level. It's usually, there's more than 10 tefachim between the bottom of the boat. I mean, and the ground, right. Now, if there's less than 10 tefachim, you know, once the bottom of the boat gets in the mud, you're going to have a hard time getting that boat out of the mud, right? It's not healthy for the boat. And especially if you have a motorboat and all sorts of other paraphernalia down there, gets stuck in the mud, it's a balagam. Anyway, that's not usually the problem. Anyway, Mishnah Berurah Katana says the Dvar Mitzvah, it's Mutter. It's all Mutter, and then that's a Braisa. So, you know, you might have to figure out why it's Mutter, but the Maisa it's Mutter. Again, Reish Mem Chesal. Mutter, Lahaflik, Basmina, Afil, Bev Shosim, Holoch, Dvar Mitzvah, Uposik, Moshi, Yishbos. He has to make some sort of deal with him that he's going to stop. In the end, if he does not stop, there's no problem. But you have to tell him to stop. Aval, but if you're going, the Dvar Rishus. Now, that was a Machlokes Rashbag and Rebbe. Rashbag is Rebbe's father. So it's a big Machlokes. Do we pass him like Rashbag or like Rebbe? Usually we pass him like Rebbe over his friend. This is not his friend. This is his Tati. This is his Abba. This is his father. This is dad. So that's a big Machlokes, and there's a Stira and Chesh Mishpat, the whole discussion, who we pass him like. So Rebbe's the one who says you have to make a tonight to stop, even if he doesn't stop. But you have to try. And Rashbag says, no, you don't have to worry. No tonight. You don't have to worry about it. Just go. Get on that boat. The end of Mishnah Sif Katan Gimel says, Hiskimu Rov Achron Dapsiki Rak Mitzvah Ba'alma Ve'na Makiv. There's a Mitzvah Ba'alma to try to get him to stop on Shabbos. Again, that's not so clear. Katrina wants to say you're throwing down an anchor in the middle of the ocean. My brother-in-law wants to say you just let go, don't do anything, and just let the boat go where it may. I think we're talking more about the Mediterranean, not the Atlantic, and they kind of like just dock. In Italy, in Rome, Greece, whatever, you know, Greece, the islands, Lebanon, Israel, Algeria, I don't know where Algeria is, Morocco, whatever is there, North Africa. But if it's a dvar rishus, you can't get on that boat within 3 days of Shabbos. Why? We discussed 5 reasons. Right. Now, what are the 3 days? Is it 3 days including Shabbos? Is it Thursday, Friday, Shabbos? Or is it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? So, Mishmasim Katan Dalet, Zayin B'yom Revi, it's also Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's also Magen Avraham B'shem Harbe Achronim. Mishmasim Katan Dalet, right there. Avla Gra Hevi B'shem Harbe Rishonim, that the 3 days is with Shabbos. And therefore, Wednesday is going to be Mutter. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, it's Asa. And in Dershu 9, they bring down a beautiful Prima Gadim who gives the Hezber. What are we talking about? We discuss what's the nature of Oneg Shabbos. Is it the whole Shabbos has to be with Oneg, or he just need a little piece of Oneg Shabbos? As long as at the end of Shabbos, you're feeling better, it's already okay. Or no, the whole Shabbos is supposed to be feeling better.
It has
That's what the Primogadim Eish Avram Sifkat and Gimel Dir Shir footnote 9 brings down Primogadim, explaining that's how he gives the Hezber of the Machlokas. Weiter, we gotta move. We gotta cover ground. Hagar. Avakoden Shoshi Yamim Shari. But 3 days before the 3 days, meaning Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday is Machlokas, but it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Mutter. Okay, now here's I found to be a wild Ramah. He's going to repeat it again at the end of Siv Beis, which we're going to try to do right now. We're also going to put it on hold, and we're going to try to discuss at length another time. He's saying, even if the boat is carried by animals that are on the land, somehow they had animals on land, long ropes, and somehow the animals got the boat to go where it's supposed to go. I don't know how that works, and a Shabbos sounds highly problematic. The Ramah says it's mutter. We'll discuss another time what. Even if you don't have 10 tefachim between the bottom of the boat and the bottom of the ocean, even though it's a tchumim problem, first 3 days is going to be mutter. Even if the Jews can have to be Mechal Shabbos. What's Mechal Shabbos? So what he's saying over here sounds like they used to have to take turns manning the boat. So, I don't know. Maybe every day, let's say they split. I guess if it's one day, you do your day, I'll do my day. Maybe it's not a problem. Well, maybe it just gets into everything we discussed in Reish Mem Gimel Daled Hey Vav and Zayin. But let's say every day everyone's got to take 3 hours. So
if he knows that on the Shabbos comes, he's going to have a turn. He's still going to go on
right.
The boat.
What's he doing?
Hold on. I don't know. Here it's about Pikusakana again. Right, meaning if it's not a Sakana, hold on, time out. That's what I just said, it doesn't make sense. Because that's not Pikuach Nefesh B'chal, so then how is my head there? It's not Stam steer the boat. It has to be something to do with. Has to be something that's a real malacha and that's pikuach nefesh related. Steering the boat, if no one's steering the boat, it's pikuach nefesh, but the other people on the boat who don't want the boat to just go off into the middle of, fall off the end of the world. I don't know. Right there. The imhu derech mu'at, if it's a short trip, kigom mitzur litzidon, she'im v'neim kim ha'alach yamecha, it's a one day trip, mutti la'athik b'er Shabbos b'boker. First thing in the morning, you can get on the boat, because you could get there before Shabbos. It's interesting. You don't have to be guaranteed to get there before Shabbos. It's enough that you could get there before Shabbos. She'ef she'agir sham kodem ha'Shabbos. It could be you'll get there before Shabbos. I don't know why that's good enough. Could be you won't get there before Shabbos. There's all discussion getting off the boat, which we're not going to discuss right now. And get there later. Umakum Shinagu is a Gemara Pesachim, and there's a minig. Shalol Hafli Rishas Klal. We have a minig not to travel at all on Erev Shabbos. I feel like more damn thinking. So then you can't go at all, even if it's a short trip. Okay, Sif Beis. How damn if they give a Sif Pachas Rishas Klal Shabbos? That which you said, you're not getting on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos. What's the reason? Says the Mechaber Hatam. Mishum Oneg Shabbos. He's bringing another riff. Shekol Shoshiyama Rishonim. The first 3 days that you're on a boat, Yeshem Tsar Ubilbul. It is painful and discombobulating. It's Tsar and Bilbuli. V'dafka l'mafligim b'yamim hamaluchim. Now it depends where you're going. If you're going down the Delaware River, it's not like that. If you're going in the Mediterranean Sea, it might be like that. It depends what kind of body of water you're traveling. Avav b'naharos ein shum tsar l'mafligim. Calm, placid rivers and lakes, it's not a big deal. So that then it would be mutter. According to this reason, we would be mutter. It would be mutter even Erev Shabbos to get on such a boat if it's not going through water that's going to make you seasick. However, remember, we're juggling five reasons. As long as he doesn't know for sure that is a tchum problem. But if he knows for sure the bottom of the boat is going to be within 10 tfachim of the bottom of the ocean, should be bottom of the lake, river, then it's usher, because you're going to usher lots of chutz tchum, mishum iser tchumen. Why? Why is that enough? Unless you know it's for sure, it's a problem. It's not a problem. So Mishabur explains Sifkat to Yugim because they're Rabbanan. He says even Tchumin Yud Beis Mil. Okay, that's another whole separate discussion. We'll get to at length in Chelek Dalit. That it's not an Issa Daraisa. It's an Issa Darabanan, and therefore it's we're told that Lukula. I also assume there's some other halachic principle here, whether it's Chazaka or Rov or whatever it is. I assume it's also in play. That's not likely that the boat's going to be within 10 tefachim of the ground. So unless you know for sure it is, you don't have to worry about it. Then it's Tifkatan Yudal. It talks about, are we talking about the bottom of the boat, or we're talking about where the person is? The person's on the top deck, or the person's on the bottom deck, the person's sleeping on the bottom of the boat. Does it go where the individual is, or go where the boat is? The Mishnah Berurah explains Tifkatan Yudal. Perish. The boat is under, right? The bottom of the boat is underneath the water level. So you have to make sure it's not within 10 tachim of the ground. So what about the, do we care about the person? So he continues, Mishnah Berurah Katan Yudal. Lo mi vayim hu yoshev b'sfina, if he's underneath, he's all the way in the bottom, and he's mamish within 10 tefachim of the ground. Ela afil yoshev b'sfina b'makom gavoa, even if he's on the deck, he's on the top floor of the boat, and he's for sure not within 10 tefachim of the ground. But if the boat is within 10 tefachim of the ground, that's going to be a problem. He says, "Kema shasfina rechava arba'a, because the boat is obviously four tefachim wide. V'nichalicha, you can walk on it. It's as if he's standing downstairs. V'yesh matirin, then they're mekidim. V'yesh matirin k'shu yoshev l'malam me'asot tefachim. V'ein raglav tuya somatim sotam. So his whole body is more than ten tefachim above the bottom of the sea, because he's on the upper deck. Then yesh matirin that that's mutter. Can we rely on them? Yesh lismach al divrayim k'shu tzarech l'kach, when necessary." One can rely on that. And then the Ramah just fills in, if it's gonna, the Jew's gonna end up in a pikuach nefesh situation. We ask the Malach on Shabbos, also the Kohen's Barashosh Shem called him on Shabbos. So then it's gonna be also within, that's the first three, that's the first two Mahalachim we had, or the first one Mahalach we had from the Baal Mor. That's me also for him to go onto the boat 3 days before Shabbos. Even if there's no tchum problem, even if there's no seasick problem, if he's going to end up to have to possibly be in a pikuach nefesh situation, he can't put himself in that situation within 3 days of Shabbos. And now concludes the Rambam. We're not going to discuss it now. We'll hopefully discuss it next time. You can't sit on a horse and buggy in the buggy, and the horse takes the buggy for 3, 4, 5, 6 days into Shabbos. Asur. But by a boat, it's mutter. Why is that mutter by a boat, even though it's being led by animals? Why is that going to be mutter? So that we're going to discuss next time.